Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697. Gets a pair of floor tickets for Alice in Winterland, which is 1 week from tonight at the Masonic. And you'll get a meet and greet with Michael Fronte, too, which is, you know, just the icing on the cake. Get to go to the show. It's sold out. One Republic. And Leon Bridges. And Michael Fronte.
Very exciting.
I know.
Don't forget to bring a toy.
Yeah, a new unwrapped toy. And they were saying yesterday they actually have the teenagers covered. They want the 3 to 5 year olds, which is interesting. Oh, there we go. Oh, why are you playing Lexi?
Oh,
I hear Lexi in the background there.
Yeah, I was the wrong button. Sorry about that.
Is that guy going to be it?
I'm trying to push Lexi too.
Doing songs? So call in 97 right now. Start counting, Hooman. Yeah, I know how much you love it. Would you be my wife?
I love this guy. This is the one.
Yeah. And a USB. Oh, wasn't that a nice little ending? A little reverb-y stopping point. Nice job. And as we've already mentioned today, please, if you're coming to Alice in Winterland, bring a new unwrapped toy or a check or cash. We don't know what's happening with receipts. You can have a receipt if you make a large donation, but we don't know.
We're not tax people.
Yeah, we're not tax people. That is for sure. That's for sure. So we've actually given away some tickets for this Justin Timberlake concert next week on the 5th.
Yeah, we have a pair today.
As of right now, this show is on. Mm-hmm. But he has canceled some shows. I just want to sort of, fair warning, I'm putting this out there because he's canceled shows in Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Fresno. And they're through, I want to say, through Monday. So, as of right now, the show on the 5th, no problem. But he's got, let's see, struggling with bruised vocal cords for the past month.
That sounds painful.
I know, bruised vocal cords. So he's called off a bunch of dates on the tour. He's trying to heal his voice. I guess he keeps jumping back on thinking, okay, I can do it. And then
what's so funny?
He must have gone to an employee mixer the night before one of his shows.
Shouting out at the clients.
Honestly, it's so... It's just so difficult to talk at those kind of volumes. And
everybody just keeps
so
getting
long.
Louder, and then you have to keep saying what, and the next thing you know, you're like, ouch.
I know. On the way home, I'm like, my throat's kind of sore.
Yeah.
How was the temperature inside? How was the temperature inside
this
of
is,
the room?
You're not kidding.
I can't hear
this
you.
This is exactly what
oh
it
my
was.
God, yeah.
Were you warm?
This is it. Hey, Vinny.
Vinny,
it's
when you bought that
t-shirt. It's only 7:15.
Was that a good idea?
What?
When you bought that t-shirt, Vinny, was that a good idea?
The t-shirt?
Yeah.
What?
Hey, Hooman, what movie are you watching tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Nothing. Next week, Roma.
What? All right. Please, Lord, please turn that off.
God. Anyway, God. I'm sorry.
That is my worst nightmare.
Protect the little people.
Bieber didn't make it.
Timberlake.
Timberlake didn't make it through his event. Whoever.
And they're saying, Sarah, I just pulled up an article. It says because the concert was postponed and not canceled, most ticket holders won't get refunds.
Right.
Ticket
they'll reschedule
sellers,
it.
Yeah, and... like Ticketmaster, StubHub, Vivid. You won't get a refund because it wasn't canceled, just
right.
postponed.
Well, it is good that these days it does seem like you can resell your ticket. You know, listed on StubHub or you know wherever
well, have they,
else.
Have they given the date yet?
The rescheduled dates? No, they have not.
So if they once they do that, I bet you can get your money back.
Right.
If that's a date you can't make, right? I mean,
right,
when they reschedule
they
it, and you're
you
like,
can't
dude,
make the newly scheduled date, you'll have to resell your ticket.
Oh,
you'll have to resell. Mm-hmm. Well, they're happy to do that for you, as we've heard. I don't know if this is a Ticketmaster thing, but they're. Happy to make extra money off the same ticket. So I hear.
Did you see the Fallon show where Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake battle with Fallon about who's closer to Justin?
No.
Yeah. No, let's see this. I'd love to. Well, Jessica, of course, is married to him.
The main thing is that he's holding up signs instead of talking, and it was earlier this month.
Wow, not talking. You're right.
Yeah. Who is my all? Oh. So he's hucking things over his head. Mm-hmm. That's cute. So she's like, I'll go on with you. I'll help you.
Well, she's got to like it, right?
Sure.
She promotes her show Sinner is really good.
Yeah, I started that show.
I didn't see the first season, but the second season was really creepy and good.
All right, hold on. They're ready to go. Who's his favorite rapper? I'm going to say Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
I'm going to say Eminem.
Chuck D, everyone.
Oh, Chuck D.
Don't clap for that, Mace.
Yeah, they're clapping because she said stuff.
15
minutes is over. Mace and Andre 3000.
Oh,
boy.
Wow.
Jay-Z's feeling
I'm
a little butt-sore right now.
Mace. Are we talking about the Mace from Puff Daddy?
Yeah.
Mace?
From back, like, in the day. I haven't heard that name in, I don't know, years and years and years.
Huh. Wow.
What other questions did they ask?
Oh.
Do I care? Maybe I don't care.
What number am I thinking of between 1 and 5,000?
That isn't good.
Yeah. Well.
Right.
I mean, that one is anyone's
easy,
guess.
43.
That is what I would guess for you. What would you guess for me? Because I have
you are a number chick, too.
Yeah.
God, Jesus. Who knows how many stoplights are between their work and their home? Sarah does.
I've never heard you say a favorite number, though.
Yes, I don't really say it that much. I don't think that you guys... And actually, I kind of don't want to say it now because I realize it's on most of my passwords.
Oh.
So I have had to not do that because I've said my number so many 43. Times that
is
I can't
it
have
here?
It be.
It is, it's sort
still...
of. Part of it is.
It is.
All right, never mind. What's your next story?
I just thought this was funny because I have thought to myself as I've watched Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, like, well, that doesn't seem right. You know, your whole life you grow up, even every year you watch Rudolph. Uh-huh. These days, I remember my kids watching it over the summer, you know, like because everything's on demand now or you had it on DVD for a while. And so it looks like Cinema Blend, which is, I don't know, like heaviermetal.net for movies. They have, you know, pointed out 7 disturbing truths about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So the first one is that Santa thought Rudolph was an abomination. Like, we sort of forget that. Like, Santa was a bitch to him. And not only did he say, you know, that's awful, get that stupid, horrible nose away from me, but he told the dad that he should be ashamed. He's like, you should be ashamed of yourself for having a son like that. I know. Like, it's actually...
That's sad.
Like, Santa. Don't worry, kids. Like, that was not the real Santa in the... You know, that was an actor. A clay actor playing Santa in that movie.
Santa's not really a douche?
No. Oh, God, no. In real life, Santa probably was like, you know, I'm magic and I gotta create a
and I
little
accept
deer
everyone.
With a light bulb for a nose so
don't
I can see.
Don't you see the whole point of the movie is that Rudolph has to overcome, first of all, the prejudgment that he's up against. Yeah. It's part of his struggle.
You know,
it's part of what makes him the guy that ends up...
Here's the thing, though. That's actually another bad message from this thing. Like, you're a misfit, and you can only be accepted if you can offer something. Like, to me, that's also a bad part of this. It's not even one of the things that they mention. But as I thought about, like, oh, okay, so, well, he overcame it because he was useful in the storm. That's the only reason he's accepted. Because they find a use for him. That's wrong. Misfits, you know, should be able to find acceptance without having to be like, I'll solve your math homework for you.
Yeah.
I was with you, but I'm not with you. This is a cartoon, and I like it.
Oh, I'm not trying to ruin the car. Should I skip? I'm not trying.
No,
I'm
you
not
go
trying
right on
to
ahead. Let's just get rid
She's
of Rudolph the Red-Nosed
on
Reindeer.
Rudolph. What else?
I am kind of pooping on
no,
Rudolph.
No, you are anything. Absolutely saying this. These days, we need to get rid of Rudolph.
No, I'm not saying get rid of him. I'm just saying, you know, brace yourself, kids. You know, the messages in here just aren't that great. And that was always my favorite. Hermie, the elf, was a sadistic psychopath. You know, he's OCD about becoming...
Oh, my
maybe
God.
He's becoming
a dentist.
And then he yanks out all of the... I mean, you know, when they knocked out the Yeti, whatever it was, the Abominable Snowman, he yanks out all his teeth. Like, that's...
His teeth hurt him.
No, he was going to eat you with the teeth. I can almost get behind
I thought he had a toothache, and that's why he was so grumpy.
Oh, maybe that was it. But he pulled them all out. All of them.
He
all
was
the
grumpy
teeth.
Because he had a toothache. After that, he was so familiar. Happy.
He was all, remember, feeling his mouth? Like, where'd all my teeth go? The elves are probably inbreeding.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
All right. That's... Next.
These days, we look too seriously at all things.
All
that's
things,
what I have to
everything.
Say about these days.
Clarice and Rudolph had a pretty shallow relationship.
How so?
Well, they spent that one day walking home together after she called him cute. And then, you know, he's gone for years, the Island of Misfit Toys and all his adventures that he had. And, you know, comes back and they apparently just hop right back together. I guess because Santa, he became Santa's favorite. All right, I'll move
Clarice.
On.
Clarice. I'm moving on.
Just quickly, I don't have much time here anyway. You were going to be saved either way from the Rudolph abomination.
Sheesh.
There's a guy who's suing Playboy because its websites aren't accessible to the blind. Apparently, if you're...
Hey, I'm interested. Tell me more.
All right.
Oh my God.
So this guy has... apparently, he has like screen reading software, and apparently, if you're blind and you want to use the internet, there are things you can use that'll either read it to you. I have no idea.
Yeah,
maybe
totally.
It describes the babes that are on there or something.
The babes.
I don't know.
36 double D.
Right. So the guy suing Playboy, he says the websites aren't accessible. This guy Donald Nixon is legally blind. He says he can't quote fully and equally use or enjoy the facilities, products, and or services because the sites aren't compatible with his screen reading software. So he claims it violates the Americans with Disabilities Act, and he filed a class action lawsuit. He wants Playboy to get with the times, and he wants damages too, of course.
Oh, for goodness
sake. TMZ is saying that Kylie Jenner actually had a similar suit lodged against her, and I guess she wound up having to comply. Like, this Americans with Disabilities Act is no joke. And,
really?
And that... If you
it's a thing. Like, if you're a small business person and someone comes in and sees you don't, like, for example,
you don't have a handicap ramp or
we
something.
We had at the surf shop I managed in Ocean Beach, not this one, but the Ocean Beach in San Diego, they were like, they came in and said, this, you do not have a handicapped dressing room. And
so what'd you say?
Well, my boss is like, right. Like,
yeah,
you're right,
correct.
We don't.
Right.
And they made him build one.
Oh.
Yeah.
He had to build a wheelchair accessible dressing room. And he might have gotten away with that for 50 years, but
somebody
came through and pointed at that, and he was stuck.
There's a lot of businesses that close down here in the Bay Area because they don't have the money or the space. To make
accommodate.
It yes.
Right.
And it's just, yikes. I get both sides. Hooman's blowing
I guess he's just honky. Poor thing.
You got a cold, Hooman?
Anywho, so Playboy's getting sued over that.
Yeah, that's
what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, Stormwatch is on.
Oh, thunder and lightning.
And Grindr. Also making the news.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There you go, Hooman. There's a Halsey
like that.
Tune for you.
Like Halsey.
Benny Blanco. Halsey. Know how you like that. Hey, don't forget, if you are ready to pop the question, Alice has the perfect holiday proposal opportunity. You can enter. Oh, my
think
God.
Really hard about this, though. Really, really hard.
Yeah, no, I think it's great.
You don't want to just win the opportunity proposed. You want to propose and then win the opportunity to do. You know what I mean?
How awesome would it be if the
person
said
no? One should come first. The idea that you want to get married should already be there.
Right. You shouldn't be thinking of it because we're telling you is what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I hope it's super drama-filled. Anyway, you could enter for your chance to propose from the stage at Winterland, plus win a $5,000 gift card to the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. There are no appointments required. Free parking on Saturdays. Hello. Free parking. San Francisco, free parking. The details on this are at RadioAlice.com, how to enter and all that stuff. The thing about the gift center is that it used to be, like, open to the trade. Like, the general public couldn't go in.
Right, like you had to know someone.
Right, you had to know someone or they had to get you in and, you know, that whole thing. And the pricing is for, like, wholesalers and stuff. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So... that's not the case anymore. It's open to the public. And if you haven't been to the gift center, you should go. It's incredible. So this is sfgcjm.com for all the info on that. But if you want to enter our contest, $5,000 to spend there.
That's huge.
Go to RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is where you can watch this show. There's cameras on all of us. You could have seen Hooman cough into the mic just a second ago. Could've. You can see Yuzi waving.
Hey, Yuzi. Oh, look at her. She has a little Christmas neck wrap on. Scarf. Or is that just trim? Whatever that's called.
It's called a scarf. And my socks are exactly like this.
Oh!
I know. This thing is so old. I should wash it. My mom gave it to me. And so, like, many years ago. And I just love it so much.
Because it's from your mommy?
Yeah.
Mija.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening, everyone.
I'm ready.
So the biggest storm of the week hit overnight and continues to pound the area. Yes. Although right now it's not so bad. As I drove in, it was bad where I live over 17
over
area.
The hill.
Coming up 101, though, no problem.
Yeah. It's definitely turned from a full-on downpour all the way across to spotty.
Anything you see out there right now? I know it's still dark.
It's dark, yeah. I can't tell if it's raining or not.
But I'm sure overnight, though, you heard how loud it was. It was heavy, and that
exciting
falling in Tahoe, everyone.
Yeah. What'd we get, did they say?
I don't have the count for you yet, but snow fell overnight in Tahoe.
Great.
The news is good.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that will continue. In fact, what I have here is more rain today, a break tomorrow, more rain on Saturday, and rain actually into next week.
Great.
So we've got a...
we need it and we're getting it.
Right.
And I like when it's, you know, you get a day off here and there. Mm-hmm. That's always nice, you know?
Well, certainly if there's fear of flash flooding too.
Yes.
It's nice to get those breaks.
Yep. Definitely gives the ground a chance to absorb some
exactly.
of the water.
Process that waterfall.
And, you know, they're worried about mudslides with all the fire damage.
Sure, because there's nothing to hold the hillside together anymore. Yikes.
For Thursday night football tonight, you got the Saints versus the Cowboys. That's at 5:30, so if you're into that. Both
is that
teams
a good
are
game?
Well, the Saints are really good. Really, they're like Super Bowl bound. 10-1 or whatever. They've only lost like one game. Yeah. The Cowboys or the Cowboys?
America's team.
America's team, right.
if you say so.
They say so.
Boo.
I guess if you live somewhere where they don't have, like in Idaho, they're like, oh yeah, the Cowboys.
I never got to enjoy Grindr.
Oh, that's too bad, Vinny, because it's right up your alley.
Well, you know what I mean. The whole, I'm here, you're here, let's do this thing.
Wait, I thought Grindr was a
it is.
Thing.
Right, but I
mean, didn't get to enjoy it.
I didn't get
to. He's not gay anymore?
No,
I guess.
I just mean, you know, there's Tinder supposedly the same deal, right? It's supposed to be a hookup thing.
Yep.
You're on Tinder. You both swipe right. I think, isn't Tinder location?
Sure. Tells you people who are nearby who are on Tinder.
How do you know?
I've just heard that.
All right. Well, Grindr's supposedly like that too.
Uh-huh.
And according to this person... in the story, J.P. Thorne, 27-year-old college student.
Boy.
Okay.
Was he in grad school?
I don't know, but I was about to say
something,
and then I
realized. Junior college?
I blew at least three semesters. If I tried to finish, I would have been long in school, too. There's no way.
Maybe he's going to become a doctor. They have to be in school till they're like 34 years old.
Sure. Stuff happens.
And owe $1 million on their loans.
Yep.
Anyway, JP Thorne is a 27-year-old college student. He's on Grindr, and I guess this interaction happened on a flight from Minnesota to Chicago. When his plane landed, his cellular service returned, and he noticed he had a new notification on his Grindr app.
Oh.
He checked it, and it said, "I see you're on my flight. Enjoy the ride to Chicago."
Oh.
He says his reaction was, "Yikes, I've had this Grindr app go well for me, and I've also had trouble from it,"
mm-hmm,
because you're right there. If you've left your location setting on, then it can't have ever gone that bad for him if he's still leaving the location setting on, is it?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think that you'd go, no, I'm not.
Not right now. Yeah.
But anyway, it turns out it was the pilot on the flight.
Oh.
Now, is that wrong? Because the way it's being worded to me initially is in the story, it's like, shouldn't the pilot be busy?
Seems like the pilot should be busy.
Man, but the pilot needs
also
love
has
too.
Needs, sure. Yeah, I mean, I guess at first, when I first heard it, I thought it was wrong. So I'm going to stick with that because I feel like my first impression's usually right. I don't think the pilot should be hitting on the passengers, but,
yeah,
you know, you're right. Pilots need love too.
He goes on to say, a lot of people have said I should have met up with the pilot. They make a lot of money. So he didn't do the hookup.
Oh,
and apparently it was out of concern as this person's a pilot. And I don't get it. As I read the story, I'm thinking, you're on Grindr. You've turned on your location setting. And the boss of the plane says, what's up? Why wouldn't you? Would you be bothered by that if you were single?
Well, I'd want to get a look at him.
Sure.
You know.
Well, he's got an app. I mean, you check him out.
I thought all the pictures on Grindr's were crotch shots.
Well, isn't that part of the...
Oh, I don't know. That wouldn't be a part of the deciding for me. I'd need to get a look at the guy's face. And...
But you also like... I mean, you've said some things about size yourself.
Yeah, but you can't trust a picture. People, there's angles you can use.
They appear larger than they seem.
What are you talking about?
Objects in this picture may be larger than they... than they actually are.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm actually really glad I got to miss all that.
I mean, my first reaction is that, yes, it's wrong. He's working.
I know.
You should be flying the plane, sir.
Yeah.
And not hitting on your passengers. However, as a single girl, I'm all, hey, what's up? How you doing? Yeah, I'll come over there.
Pilots are human, too.
Right.
I mean, to me, in the deciding factor,
get your cockpit.
If the wiener is if you have wiener specs, mm-hmm, or judgments that you make, and someone sends you the here it is, you don't have to wonder.
Uh-huh.
It seems to me like all the mysteries left, like, and you're saying it could possibly be misleading, even a picture.
Well, even that, I just don't want to see that first off. Like, I'd like to get to know you before I know all about your penis.
I want to know what it's attached to.
Yes, exactly. I could care less about your wiener.
Did you just say that?
I did. I do want to know what it's attached to.
It's nice that it's big, but let's get to know who you are.
You're lying right into the microphone.
I'm not
lying. She's not going to go for it just because the guy's got a big one.
Yeah.
There's got to be other stuff.
I've left big ones before.
She's actually had to walk away from a big one one time.
Tell that story.
I'll tell it.
Okay.
There's a guy she worked with at like a pizza joint or something.
It was a ice cream candy store.
Oh, an ice cream candy store.
Shaw's Confections.
Oh,
West
Shane.
Porto. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And the two of you were flirting and flirting. He was always telling you how big it was.
And
you're like, well, I got to get at that.
And he was a guy that was like Michael Franti size.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Big guy. Good looking guy.
Yeah.
He was in like grad school. He was on his way. He was wealthy. His family was wealthy. Go ahead.
Oh, I feel like you're telling it.
No.
And then Yuzi goes, all right, I got to get me a piece of this thing. He's been selling it to me for months.
Yeah.
And so they tried and he couldn't make it happen for her.
Yeah.
Or you couldn't make it happen for him, I guess.
What does that mean?
She doesn't want to have a baby every time she sees you.
I don't know what that means either.
Well, there was no, like, I wasn't, like, into him. I was just trying it out.
So you weren't
all...
Your body wasn't helping things?
Uh-huh. My body wasn't helping things. And as soon as that thing was there, I was like, all right, I gotta go.
That's too big.
Yeah, that's too big. Bye.
There has to be some attraction.
I went on my merry way.
Hopped, he fell off.
I don't know why. I would love to have be able to have had that happen to me. Where someone was like, I just can't.
I can't. I simply cannot accommodate you.
Yeah, I would be like,
what? Would you? Be like,
I don't know why I didn't get laid that day. I mean, I actually, someone walked out on me, but I feel like.
In a good way.
Man.
You know, it just seems like it would be so much trouble. Like, to date someone who had that going on would just be like, I would dread it. Like, oh, great. I get to.
That again?
Not be able to walk tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yay.
I imagine that guy goes up to counters in drugstores and says, you got anything bigger than the Magnum?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's... we have Glad bags over there in the trash aisle.
Need custom condoms.
Yeah.
Anyway, Grindr is where we started. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Move on. Here are the top 10 dream jobs. Unfortunately, 85% of people aren't doing theirs, which is sad. But that's also, you know.
That's life.
People decide they want to have a family and pursue that instead of
their dream,
a career or whatever. And also there's a lot of people who just go, that seems hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to risk.
Dream jobs often take a lot of work
and
skills of a particular set.
So anyway, according to this new survey, 85% of people aren't doing their dream job and 2/3 of people don't think they ever will get their dream job. And here's the dream jobs. Anything in finance.
Oh.
Okay.
Hmm.
Environmentalist. That'd be neat, except that job doesn't, you have to decide that's your passion. And
right. It's not going to pay.
Right.
Necessarily. I suppose if you're an environmental scientist or something, you might get grants.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Uphill battle.
Right.
I know someone who's worked at a lot of the nonprofits, and she's done some heroic work and has traveled, but she gets paid $0.
Mm-hmm.
And
but she's
she got the bed bugs on her travels,
oh,
and that was a story.
Boy,
as
that's...
I was eating one time, where I'm like,
boy,
trying
to hold that in.
You really
travel
sacrifice for the environment.
Yeah.
Yikes!
God, I dread bed bugs. Don't you?
Me too. Yes,
I just don't
big time.
Anything to do with it.
Doctor or other medical jobs are on the list of dream jobs for people. Hotel or bed and bath owner. I think that people like the idea
you
of
mean
having
a bed and breakfast?
Bed and breakfast, okay. Sorry.
Like B&B.
Bed and breakfast, yes. Business person is on the list of dream jobs.
Oh.
Author?
Well,
it's changed.
Sure, clearly author. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think a lot of people feel like they have a book in them, but writing takes a lot of practice and... You don't just crank out. You don't decide you're going to write the book and then write it.
Well, I believe I have stories in me. I just don't think I'm a writer.
Right.
No, I take that back. I believe I have stories in me. I am not a writer.
Mm.
I have tried. I cannot.
Right.
It's hard work.
It is. That's why I appreciate. I mean, God knows I read enough. I just love. I love authors. I love people who can tell me a story. Mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of that Stephen King book, The Outsider. God, that's
so good.
And I'm so glad because I've read all these other ones and there are actually ties to other books in it, which he often does, but I love it so much. It's really good.
Are you at the part where someone from another book has shown up?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the coolest
thing? Happened yesterday.
It's the coolest thing, isn't it?
Yep.
Anyway, authors on the list of dream jobs. Also, actor or actress, property developer, entrepreneur is number 2. And writer is number 1.
Oh.
What is missing from the top 10 dream jobs?
DJs. Rock stars.
Rock stars are not on the list anywhere.
Is it because it sounds so diminished?
Like last year, you could have done this story and it was like a YouTuber.
Oh.
You know,
people want to be YouTube stars.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's the actor-actress thing. I mean, I guess that's possible.
Bed and breakfast owner.
I've always wanted to own a bed and breakfast. That seems so great.
Yeah, but Rockstar is not on the list
Rockstar's
for that.
Rockstar's higher up than that. Although I'm really feeling like I'm aging out of the Rockstar potential, you know? Even in my early 40s, I thought to myself, well, maybe the Rockstar thing will still happen. You never know.
You passed that 20 years ago.
Don't hurt me. Don't say hurtful things.
Dream jobs. Business person's on the list, but Rockstar's not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Okay, fine. Make it rapper.
Sure.
That's not on the list either.
Yeah.
What's the list from? What's the source at the very bottom? Usually they say in the parentheses at the bottom.
I don't know. No? There's something there and I don't know what it is.
What does it say, Bryn?
SWNS Digital. So I don't know what that is.
SWNS Digital.
But still, whoever did the survey here in America, no one said, I want to be a rock star, duh.
Or not enough people did to get them on the list.
Crazy.
Our text numbers. 800-400-3697.
Here's a couple. 415 says, actually, the message of Rudolph is that despite the poor treatment he received from the other reindeer, he was willing to help them and in their time of need. This unselfish act on Rudolph's part changed their hearts and minds. And the...
Well, that's one way to look at it, I guess. That's for sure.
Change the hearts and minds of other reindeer, Sarah. Sorry, this is in multiple places. Yeah,
but he just would have been ostracized if he didn't have something to offer.
I get it. Everything now through the 2018 lens is different than it once was. Mm-hmm. I get it. I don't like it, but I
don't
get
either.
It.
No.
I completely agree with Sarah about the Rudolph cartoon. I have a special needs son who was visibly pained watching that show. He said the way Santa and the other reindeer talked to Rudolph was like the way kids and teachers talked to him at school.
Aww.
The fact that that bullying behavior only stopped when Rudolph did something amazing tells kids like my son it's up to them to figure out how to make bullying stop. I'm not a crazy PC mom and have always loved the show until I saw firsthand the effect it had on a vulnerable kid. It's rough.
It is rough.
So, dude, Rudolph was the story of the day so far. There's tons of texts about it.
That's so funny.
We watched.
I really
Rudolph.
Thought it would just be a funny aside, but it got pretty heavy pretty quick. Yeah. I was like, well, enough of this one. Forget heavy.
We watched Rudolph last night with our 8-year-old. My husband and I laugh and talk about what a D Santa is.
I know.
We didn't say that to our kid, though.
Of course not.
Santa bags on the elves singing, too. Well, he's grumpy. It's a tough time of year for him. Sure. He's busy.
And, you know, Mrs. Claus trying to force feed him and stuff.
Vin is right about the Yeti's toothache.
Oh, the thing had a toothache?
Yeah, that's why he was so angry, and the boy helps him. He helped him.
Yeah, but then he took out all the teeth, you know. I guess to keep him from eating them, you know. That's a pro. He's not going to eat me.
Vinny is the only person who blames the person with the difference and not the people treating him like crap. LOL, Sarah's right about the bad message.
What are they saying?
They're saying that Santa's ugly and I'm wrong.
Listen, kids, Santa is great, and the real Santa never would have behaved that way. So don't, this is a claymation show. Don't take it seriously.
It's finally.
Santa's the best. We all know that.
On its last breath. You wondered when Rudolph was going
to. Poor Rudolph.
When that cartoon was going to go away, it's going away as of 20.
No, it's not going to go away.
Oh, my God.
It's not going away.
Look.
No.
The texters are speaking.
No. It's still
the next generation's
it's still an adored piece of nostalgia from our childhood and from my kids' childhood, too. Like, those are definitely not going anywhere. But, you know, you should be prepared to explain to your kid why that's not the right way. That these are actors acting out.
I'm glad you did the story, actually, because I'm suddenly seeing that the PC world is not going to let that live on.
No, it will. It's going to. Don't say that. You're breaking my heart.
It's over.
All right, it is over. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the most influential people on Twitter.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.